WXKD2AIT listening. WX2PGR is KD2AIT. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIT. You gonna pick up the net tonight, Paul? Well, I guess he's not around tonight. Give one more shot here. WX2PJR, this is KD2AIT. Do you copy? Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. The current temperature here up at camp is 54, and we had a high today of 82, question mark. I'm not sure if I trust my my gauge on that one, but I didn't feel like it was at 82. But anyway, it does feel like it's 54. It's really cool up here. We might even get the wood stove going tonight. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 megahertz. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA.
KA2ZZ. Okay, there's two. We'll start with a K2VLA. Clint, good evening. Nice night down here at camp. A little chilly, though. We did get our wood shed built, though, and we got about almost two rows of wood in there, but we still got a ways to go. What's going on with you tonight?
KD2AIT. Good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, it sounds like you gotta start on your wood pile if it isn't too wet, but it should dry out pretty good by fall. Always good to have a shed full of wood. On a cold day, you can always throw another stick on. Makes the deer hunting easier. Well, we went over to Boonville Airport today. They had a open house. They had about 30, 40 planes flew in off and on during the day. They had a picnic set up. They must have had a couple hundred people over there. It was fun to walk in amongst the airplanes, fancy ones and not so fancy, but most of them were kept in good shape. They had a stairman. They demonstrated bird flying with it today, looping. That stairman is one of the planes I flew during the war when I was going through bomber training. Seemed good to see the old stairman work. Guess that's all the news from, say, 73s.
Okay, Clint. I'm glad you had a good time there at the airport. I think my wife was going to stop by there, too, and I knew a few other people were heading down there. Big event. Oh, by the way, we did get that shower hooked up down here, and I don't know if you have one down there at your camp there, but it's, we got one of those outdoor tankless water heaters hooked up to the propane. There's no tank on it. It just heats the water as it goes, and that worked. I had to turn it down. The shower got too hot for me. I couldn't take it. The boys loved it. They said it's the first time they've been up at camp where they felt clean. But, all right, Clint. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. And now we'll move on to K2ZNZ. Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Yeah, hi, Clint and Jeff. And everybody on the side. Well, nothing, again, that major down this way. We are down to 61.5. You know, we're supposed to go down in the low 50s, so it may well be a pretty cool night. Anyways, Your shower is an outdoor shower, I assume, from what you were saying? Or is it inside? No, you don't have plumbing, so it must be an outdoor one. I'm familiar with those, too. Okay. 7-3 is all around. KA2, that is it.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it's an outdoor shower. Right now, I just wanted to get it set up and prove that it would work. So, you know, this will be good for this year, but next year we're going to kind of make it a little more of a permanent, you know, we're going to put it in a different spot and make it a little more permanent. But right now we just got it tacked to the side of a tree and a big old tarp wrapped around it, so you got a little privacy while you take a shower. But it works, and I got to tell you, it's nice. It is nice after working out. You know, usually when you're up at camp, you're working hard all day doing wood or whatever camp project you got going on, and it's just horrible to have to not be able to take a shower at the end of the day. So now we've changed that, and it works really good, so I'm happy with it. All right, Jack, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. Well, as for myself, we got out this morning, and we started around the wood, and we started getting that split, and then we got working on the woodshed. We got that pretty much all built. We put a roof up on it, some tin roof that my cousin let me hear that up on one of the other camps up there, Normie's old camp there. Tom said I could take whatever I wanted off of that, so we threw some of the tin up there, and it just doesn't look good. So it's there. It'll work for now, but it just looks shabby. So we're probably going to end up replacing that. But it's good for now. It keeps the wood dry, and eventually we'll throw up some new roofing on there. The wife and daughter stopped up today, and we had lunch up here, and we did some more just general tasks around here. We took a nice hike out up in the woods, and found some more mushrooms out there. Not as many as we found when we first got up here, but we found some more. And then we had a nice dinner. We had, we had potatoes, squash, and we had some corned beef. So it was a good dinner. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? This will be the last call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return this frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint and Jack for checking in tonight. And say 73 is anyone who's listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
It's a fairly clear
signal. You gotta remember I'm down in Liverpool too, so I can pick up some static in between the repeater and myself. The only thing is it's quite light.
Okay, I just boosted a little bit more power. That should help. Okay, thank you, sir. I'll be monitoring K2RQR.
Take care, Dan. Okay, anyone else? We're about to have it.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic. Now, Dan's carrier was fine. It's his gain that was low. If he talked closer to the mic, that'd probably bring him in loud and clear.
Thanks for the input, KC2RQR.
Yeah, right, I agree. No, this signal was in there fine. It's just, it was the audio. I agree, Ray. And KC2NBU, thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. Anyone else before I return in that frequency? 7-3 to all. Have a good day tomorrow. Have a good Sunday, folks. And Jeff, enjoy your camp up there. KA2 Zaragoza.